welcome to The Insatiable Appetite. My name is Renee Wheeler. I'm the director of our Compass Eating Occasions database here at the Hartman Group. And joining me today is my colleague, Alyssa, director of the Hartman Retainer Services team.
Hi, Renee. Good to be here.
Good to have you. So today we're going to be discussing our recently released report, Reliance on Restaurants, an American Eating Occasions Perspective. Now, this report is available to purchase on our website, hartman-group.com, or if you are a Hartman Retainer Services client, this is included in your subscription. The source for this report is Hartman's own Compass Eating Occasions database. Alyssa, can you tell our listeners who aren't familiar a little bit about this?
Yeah, absolutely. So our Hartman Group Compass database is an online survey that we field three times a year in the spring, summer, and fall, and it captures respondents' past 24-hour eating and drinking occasions. So the resulting database gives us day part, location, social composition, and need states, as well as the items consumed, and broadly when and where the items that were part of the occasions were acquired. And we've been consistently fielding this survey now since 2012. And so we have captured over 190,000 eating occasions.
Yes, it's definitely a large database. So today we'll be discussing how consumers go about answering that age-old question, where should we go to eat, right? Or where should we get food from? And more importantly, how can food service providers and their competitors help win their selection? So we'll be walking you through our restaurant occasions need state framework that really contextualizes and brings to life consumer motivations behind restaurant sourcing. Now, whether that's full service dining at a high-end restaurant or just casual takeaway from fast food.
Yeah, so before we dive in, let's define restaurant occasions so that we're all on the same page. So for this report, we defined restaurant occasions as any occasion that took place at or was sourced from a restaurant. So this encompasses dine-in, takeout, and delivery occasions, as well as occasions that include leftovers from prior restaurant occasions. So today, about a quarter of all U.S. eating occasions involve restaurant sourcing of some kind, and so that equates to over 87 billion eating occasions. 8% of those are dine-in occasions, while to-go occasions, which also include leftovers from a restaurant, are twice that size at 16%. And to provide a little more context, the average U.S. adult participates in 6.5 restaurant-sourced eating occasions, dine-in or to-go, during a typical week. So on average, almost one a day.
Wow. So restaurants really play an important role in how Americans eat every day. And restaurants have long been a driving force of U.S. food culture, right? Consumers turn to restaurants for a variety of reasons, whether that's something convenient or delicious flavors, to socializing or satisfying a need for discovery and engagement through food. Now, more recently, freshness, health, and sustainability have also emerged as key attributes at food service. So ultimately, consumers utilize restaurant-sourced food and beverage for a variety of reasons, which can shift drastically according to the occasion, the context, and the individual. But we wanted to provide a more structured and concise way for restaurateurs and those competing with food service to really make sense of all of this.
Yeah, so our need state framework, which we present in this new report, Reliance on Restaurants, it really simplifies the broad range of consumer needs on restaurant occasions by categorizing them into six key pillars that decision makers can use to really evaluate how their offerings stack up to what consumers are seeking. And so that applies, of course, in a straightforward way to restaurants themselves, and other food service providers. And then for those competing against food service, these pillars can also offer inspiration for areas of focus for product innovation and marketing communications that could help to capture share from those restaurant occasions. And it is really important to note as we go through these pillars that they are not mutually exclusive. Restaurant occasions often involve multiple pillars at any given time, and the relative importance of those individual need state pillars can vary based on the specific food service channel. So keep that in mind as we go through here.
All right, so let's dive into definitions of these six pillars, along with restaurants and, of course, competitors, what they can do to better meet each of these needs. So we're going to start with these three more foundational need state pillars that are particularly important across all food service channels, and that includes quality, health, and convenience.
Yes. So first off, quality, which encompasses needs for things like fresh, local, artisan, and sustainable ingredients and preparations. One of the key things here that we see as really important is things like partnerships with local farmers and vendors to offer fresh seasonal ingredients across the menu. That can really be a strong marker of quality in the minds of consumers. And quality really isn't just synonymous with local restaurants or high-end restaurants. It's really a top priority for consumers across all channels, including fast food. And that speaks to consumers' high expectations for all eating occasions. So aligning with consumer needs around things like scratch cooking and sustainable sourcing can really communicate that a greater amount of care went into preparing the dish, whether it's served in a to-go box or atop a handmade ceramic plate in a local cafe.
Definitely. So moving on to the second pillar of the framework, which is health. Now, healthy eating and restaurant-sourced foods have long been kind of at odds with one another, but that's starting to change. In fact, the health pillar is the second largest in size of the six pillars we're talking about today, right behind quality, which is also present on two-thirds of restaurant occasions versus just over half of total occasions. So historically, health was often deprioritized, right? Because the social and experiential aspects of food service were what really mattered, and they still do today. But priorities are shifting. So now that more of our everyday eating is sourced from food service, health has become a more important need. Supporting physical health with real ingredients and positive nutritional elements is important, and that's particularly so when sourcing from quick casual, cafe, or cafeteria channels. The evolution of fast casual restaurants to cater to these needs, such as we've seen with Sweetgreen or Cava, has really demonstrated how important health has become to consumers when eating out or taking food to go. But health can also be about supporting mental and emotional well-being, like dinner and drinks with old friends, or through nostalgic or permissible indulgences. So it's important to think about both the physical and mental aspects of health when strategizing menu offerings, marketing, etc., to consumers.
Yeah, absolutely. The next pillar is convenience. And it's no surprise, of course, that we are creatures of habit when it comes to eating out. And in fact, routine is the top restaurant selection criterion among all restaurant-sourced eating occasions. Consumers really like when restaurants make their lives easier, whether that's because it's in a convenient location, because of the way the restaurant fits within their routine, or because it provides the ability to order ahead or to use delivery. And so a majority of restaurant occasions are sourced from food service channels that are focused on convenience, such as fast food. But being taken care of is also really important to consumers that have this convenience mindset. So providing a friendly and seamless experience for both dine-in and takeout is really essential, and it should be thought of as part of convenience, not something that's at odds with convenience. Taking care of consumers also goes hand in hand with ensuring that offerings are meeting those quality and health standards that align with the pillars that we've already covered.
Now, going beyond the top pillars of quality, health, and convenience, restaurants that are able to facilitate social connection, flavor exploration, and food experiences, our next three pillars, can further elevate the eating occasion. So social connection, first off, is about using food or beverage as a vehicle for connecting with others or taking care of others. Restaurants can foster intimacy and connection among diners. So, for example, via a comfortable ambiance, good seating, and appropriate noise level, but they can also enable connection between diners and their broader community. So, for example, partnering with a local food bank or rotating work from local artists, you know, in the restaurant. Both of these align with a kind of deep craving among consumers to connect with others. Mm-hmm. It's also important to note that social connection is the common thread across all other pillars. In other words, it is the most likely pillar to appear alongside any other pillar. So, for example, when the need for quality is present, social connection is the second most important need, and the same goes for health. This highlights the importance for those in the restaurant industry to cater to this specific consumer need. And for those outside food service, it's important to think about how can your brand or offering better enable social connection among consumers, right? It could be a play on convenience, for example, to allow for more connection, or it can also be about bringing people into the kitchen, right? To cook and connect together with one another. So some different ways to look at that for those outside of the food service industry.
Yeah, that's really fascinating. The next pillar is flavor exploration. So that's about having better, unique, and authentic global flavors. Everyone, of course, wants their food to taste good, but consumers look to restaurants in particular when they want their food to really taste delicious. And beyond better taste, consumers are also looking for variety in their eating occasions that involve sourcing from restaurants. In fact, restaurant source occasions are much more likely than occasions overall to include a broad range of authentic cuisines and flavors from across the U.S. and around the world. And so essentially, restaurants allow consumers to discover a variety of food traditions and cultures, even while they're staying close to home.
Mm-hmm. Yep. That was particularly important during the pandemic, but remains true today. Now, lastly, we have food experience, which is about the enjoyment of food as an experience. Now, whether that's delight or also engagement, in addition to kind of facilitating connection between social networks or the local community, as we discussed, restaurants can also provide engaging experiences with those who make or produce the food. So, for example, chefs or local farmers. So consider incorporating a chef's table with a view of the kitchen or food preparation, or providing some special insider editions from the chef. So, for example, you know, maybe a playlist meant to pair with the food, or TikTok videos of chefs preparing the dishes for consumers who decide to do takeout or delivery, but still want those engaging experiences. So all of these can enhance the overall experience for consumers, whether that's dine-in or to-go.
And one thing that we really should note is that restaurants don't necessarily need to excel at every single pillar. And in fact, they should probably focus on a single pillar or a couple of pillars that align the best with their brand. And so to capture additional eating occasions, restaurants can consider expanding their focus then to pillars that strongly correlate with their current areas of expertise. And so you can, we go into much more detail about this along with how these pillars differ based on demographic groups, social context, and day part, as well as a deeper dive into dine-in versus to-go occasions in that full report.
Well, Alyssa, I think this is a good place to wrap up our whirlwind exploration of restaurant occasions. If you would like to purchase the Reliance on Restaurants report, please visit our website at hartman-group.com. Or if you'd like to learn more about the capabilities of our eating occasions database and how we can customize the analysis to answer questions specific to your business, we'd love to hear from you. So thank you so much for joining me today, Alyssa, and thank you all for listening. Catch us again on the next episode of The Insatiable Appetite.